Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Thalitha Williams, your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again talking about health and wellness. And I hope and pray that everything has gone well, that you have remained safe and healthy. Hope that you're enduring all the turmoil and, of course, all the different situations that are going on in the world with the devastation of the earthquake in Turkey and the other surrounding areas, and it's the recent mass shooting at MSU. And we really need to be in prayer for our country and for the different things that are going on. And so, and that's about all we can do is pray, because right now everything is in the hands of God. We were talking about this in Sunday school, and the fact that everything that happens, no matter how we feel about it, but God is still in control of the universe. And it may not seem that way, but he is in control. And we just have to hang on in there. Okay, so tonight I had two things I wanted to do, but this one that I'm doing now I thought was very interesting. If I find something that is interesting, then I like to share that, because a lot of times information pop up, and a lot of people tend to overlook it, but some of the pop-up information that we receive is really good for us to pay attention to. And so I always, if things pop up, it's going on, if it interests me, I will share it. If I think it's pertinent to healthcare and the way we take care of ourselves, then I will also share it. So what I wanted to do, and I was this was really surprising to me, although I knew some of it, I didn't know how prevalent it was, but obviously very prevalent. And so I read, they have this article, and I guess one of the things that really struck me about the article is that it applies to young people, which is interesting. I know even in our practice is that our focus now is not so much on the elderly, but it's on the young people, because the elderly have problems, but for the most part, they seem to be dealing appropriately with the issues that they are having. And so this article that I was reading, it was stating that young people are more likely to die of heart attack post-COVID. And to me, that was very interesting. Young people are more prone to die of heart attack post-COVID. And I think the reason that it really interests me, because we in the clinic have had so many young people, and I'm talking about like probably 50 and less, in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s that are having heart attack, and some of those heart attacks have been massive heart attacks. And so this study was done, and it found out that heart attacks in people ages 25 to 44 increased by 30% compared to the expected number over the first 2 years of the COVID pandemic. So between ages of 25 to 44, there has been an increase in heart attacks by 30%. And that bears out what I have seen, is that the younger people are having the heart attack. And so they did give an example, not familiar with him, but a Demi Washington, who was a basketball player for Vanderbilt, came down with COVID in the late 2020s, and her symptoms were just mild, just a runny nose. But to make sure that she could safely return to the court and play basketball, the school required her to undergo an MRI. And when she did, they found that following the infection that she had to develop myocarditis, and that's when the heart muscle becomes inflamed, which can decrease the heart's ability to pump blood. And that particular condition can lead to stroke or heart attack because the myocardium is the muscle part of the heart. And so when the heart is beating, that the muscle is what's causing the relaxation and the contracting along with the electrical impulses. And so myocarditis is, you know, a condition where the heart does get inflamed, the heart muscle, I should say, gets inflamed. It's also, a lot of people, you may have heard about it, they have what they call inflammatory cardiomyopathy. Just means that the heart muscles are getting inflamed. And the symptoms of the condition can last like several hours to months. Not only does myocarditis have the ability to lead to stroke or heart attack, but it can also cause heart failure. And that's due to the cardiac arrest or the heart muscle being dilated. And it's most commonly caused by a viral infection, which COVID is viral. There can be other causes, but for the most part, that's what we're seeing in the young people is the post-infection. It's occurring as a result of infection from the COVID virus. It usually can be diagnosed with an EKG or with the MRI of the heart. Sometimes they'll do a troponin level, and if you don't know what a troponin level is, if you ever go into the hospital with chest pains, they are going to draw what we call a troponin level. And that troponin level determines if there's damage to the heart. They look at the numbers. And they can tell right away by those numbers where it's an actual heart attack. They can do ultrasounds, and sometimes they biopsy the heart, which is a little bit more unusual. So, but that is what we're seeing in the young people. And when she had that, when they found this, which they never discussed with her that she could be at risk of dying, but they did stress the importance of rest and keeping her heart rate under a certain pace. And that is one of the things that I know we don't like to scare people, but I think it's important that when they're diagnosed with that this and that they do know that all of the probabilities of what can happen, and it's not to scare people, but it's to make them more aware of the importance of taking care of themselves with this diagnosis. So these are things that I feel we have to go a little bit more in depth in our education. And apparently she didn't feel any symptoms or any signs of that her heart had been inflamed. And she didn't have any genetic predisposition to this problem. But with the help of the doctors and taking the time, because she is an athlete, and as you know, with athletes, they're making that heart pump, that he took the time to do the MRI before letting her back on the court, okay? And from that experience, it has led considerable amount of light on young adults infected with COVID-19 whose health has not rebounded as successfully as it should. They did indicate that since COVID-19 pandemic began, heart attack deaths across all age groups have become more common in the United States. And this was done by a study in September of 2022 by Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. They say the age group that they determine will hit the hardest is the young people, 25 to 44. And they saw a 29.9% relative increase in heart attack deaths over the first 2 years of the pandemic, which means that the actual number of heart attack deaths was almost 30% higher than what the predicted number was. So it definitely has played an important part in terms of the recovery cardiac-wise on the young people. So ages 45 to 64, they saw like a 19.6% increase in heart attack death. And those 65 and older, they only showed a 13.7% increase. And they're continuing to monitor that because the increase in the heart attacks in the United States is still on a continued basis because of the Omicron surge, even though that was thought to be a milder illness, and but the spikes of heart attacks align itself with the timing of that COVID-19 surge. So I found that was really interesting, that what we're looking at in terms of post-COVID issues is more or less the younger people. 65 and older, although they do have a 13.7 increase in heart attacks, they are lower than the other groups, with the top group being between 25 to 44, and then the second group would be between 45 to 64. So it was really surprising when they did that study, and what they're finding out that it appears the COVID-19 virus appears to be able to increase the stickiness of the blood and increase the likelihood of blood clot formation. And then it seems to stir up the inflammation in the blood vessels, and it also causes, in some people, overwhelming stress, which is related directly to the infection or any situations that are, around the infection that can cause a spike in blood pressure. And even though they're not saying this, you know, young people don't typically pay attention to their blood pressure. I know that from just working with the younger groups, is that they really don't. And if it's up, they'll say, oh, we just up this one time. But what I try to impress upon them is that if your blood pressure is up one time, then you need to monitor it, because unless you are monitoring your blood pressure more closely, your blood pressure could be elevated and you not know it. And that's why I tried to tell them blood pressure is considered a silent killer. So a lot of your younger people just don't pay attention to their blood pressure. Now, the rise in the young people in particular is, at this point, unclear. It's just a theory. But what they believe is that the virus impact on the cardiovascular system in some people may be due to an excessive immune system response. And since young people seem to have a stronger immune system, they feel like because of that excessive immune response to the disease, that it creates a more likelihood for the issues to occur with the young people. When they looked at COVID-19 and heart condition, COVID-19 survivors, the risk of developing a heart condition even a year after the infection, regardless of how severe the initial symptoms were, they found in this study that it is substantial. So it doesn't have to happen right away. And that's why it's always good to monitor your cardiac health, because it can happen even up to a year after the exposure to COVID-19. And a study that they did in February of 2022 of more than 150 individuals with COVID-19, they found that this increase in heart problems was substantial. The risk increased even for people who don't have any other risk factors for heart disease. So it had, even if you had no predisposition for heart problems, the fact that the overstimulation of the immune system created stress on the heart, and of course predispose individuals to blood clotting, because that overstimulation of the immune system caused the blood to be a little bit more stickier than it should have been. They at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, their study is estimated that about 4% of people who had COVID-19 will develop a heart problem. It may be just irregular heartbeat. It could be heart failure. It could be just the myocarditis, which is the inflammation, or it could be a heart attack. And so that's why I tell people, even without the exposure to COVID-19, it is always good to have a heart checkup to make sure that everything is beating properly. And if you know a lot of young people, and I see this all the time, they do not believe in going to the doctor unless they're sick. And I try to impress upon them it's important to at least have a yearly checkup, have blood drawn, be checked by your physician. And they'll tell me, I said, you haven't been here in about 2 years. Well, I was fine. I didn't have any issues. And I asked them, how did you know you did not have any issues? Because things can happen and you don't really, the symptoms you don't really pay attention to. And so that's why I encourage young people, always have at least a yearly exam. You know, when you're at home with your parents always make sure you go to the doctor and have your checkup. But as people mature into their own individuality and become adults on their own, they really don't see the need of going to the doctor. But it is very important, especially with all of the different strands of this virus that we have going on. And so, you know, everybody knows that they're always the risk for some people of developing long COVID symptoms, and that does include heart problems. Now, some people, they're just got on the bandwagon, but it does, there is a certain amount of the population that are still experiencing long COVID symptoms post-exposure to this virus. But it was never, ever brought out about the effect on the heart. And when I read this article, then it made sense to me why we had so many young people that were having heart attacks. It made perfectly good sense because a lot of these young people have been exposed to COVID. I had not seen this article until recently. So, you know, with the COVID, exposure to COVID, post-COVID infection, there is an increase of the long COVID symptoms, and it does include the heart. They're continuing to do a lot more research on this. But they've had different studies done, and they're all giving them the same or pretty much the same information. So if some people have been infected with COVID, and especially if it's been multiple times, and even though it's just mild, even though you take the test and it tests positive, but you're not symptomatic, or the symptoms are very mild. If, especially with multiple exposure and being positive, you should stay on top of your risk factors for heart disease, and that includes monitoring your blood pressure, monitoring your cholesterol, monitoring your blood sugar, because diabetics are at 2 to 4 times higher risk for heart issues anyway. So if you've had COVID, and especially if you've had it multiple times, it is important to pay attention to anything else that's going on cardiac-wise. It could be something simple. I've had people come in and say, you know, I just kind of felt a little lightheaded, or they say every now and then I would get dizzy. You know, we send them for a full cardiac workup, period, because you never know. You know, we don't take the time to say, well, were you exposed to COVID? It doesn't matter at that point, because if you're presenting to the clinic with anything that is cardiac related, we're going to send you for a full workup anyway. And I'm glad we do that after reading this article. And so we always teach people things that you need to look for is chest pain or discomfort. It could be pressure. It could be squeezing, or it could be a fullness. If you feel weak, lightheaded, or fainting, definitely. And this is what I got a lot of, is I just feel tired all the time, weak. I don't have any energy. Or they felt lightheaded. The other is cold sweat. This is one that most people don't think about. When you have pain or discomfort in your jaw, your neck, or your back, that can be a sign of cardiac problem. And, of course, shortness of breath, either at the same time or before chest discomfort. Any shortness of breath, we don't care. You come in and you have some chest discomfort, the first thing we ask you, have you had any shortness of breath? If that's yes, that's an automatic ride to the hospital. We always ask them about any pain radiating down the left arm, or any numbness, headache, lightheadedness, dizziness, nausea. You may vomit, but are you nauseated? Especially with women, we're going to question them a lot about the jaw, the neck, and the back pain, because women's pain can be different from men's pain. So we have to delve into them a little bit more in depth, because they can have symptoms that are not, synonymous with typical symptoms of a heart attack. And they were saying that prior to COVID-19, the heart attack death was trending downward in the United States. But with the pandemic, now it has reversed itself. And this is also research done by Cedars-Sinai. So prior to COVID-19, our heart attacks were trending down. I think we were doing a better job, hopefully, in educating and being more proactive in people of all ages. I know in our job we did. So we know that COVID-19 is still around. There are still people getting infected. One of the ladies that I work with had texted me, because I hadn't seen her, and she texted me and said that she had been positive for COVID-19 and that the symptom wasn't really bad, but the fact that she was positive, of course, she could not come to work. So it is important to impress upon your children even though they think they know everything, the adult children, even the teenagers, you have a little bit more control with your teenagers. But when they're adults and are living on their own, it's, you know, it's important to you know, kind of mention to them, you know, you need to get checked out. I do my kids all the time. They hate it. Too bad. They got a nurse for a mother. So, and I tell them, when's the last time you've been to see your doctor? Make an appointment. Because both of them have been exposed to COVID-19. Both of them have been positive. And even with the vaccination, that still, if you have the virus, it's just going to do its thing. And so you have to be more proactive in taking care of yourself. It does not hurt anyone, COVID exposure or not, to really be proactive in their cardiac health. It really, really is important because your heart is the essence of life. And so if you're not taking care of your heart, then, you know, things can happen. And the outcome may not be as positive as you would want it to be. I've seen people not necessarily did they die, but I have several younger people, like in their 40s, early 50s, that are debilitated because of cardiac problems. So that's why it is so important to have good heart health. You know, do your checkup. Your doctor should be checking your heart rate and rhythm, should be checking your pulses to detect any irregularity, or if you're having increased pulse rate or decreased pulse rate, because you don't, for the most part, you don't want your heartbeat below 60. Now, there are certain people, theirs is slightly below 60, but usually 60 is our cutoff mark. We really don't like the heart rate below 60. And then once you get over 100, then we need to find out why is your heart beating faster than 100. Because once you go past 100, we diagnose you with what we call tachycardia, and that's just increased heart rate. And again, that requires a cardiac workup. Now, every now and then, if you're doing something, your heart rate may speed up, but it should go back down. But when you're just sitting and resting and things like that, and you have a high heart rate, then we really need to know what's going on. And there are medications that they give you to slow that heart rate down, because we do not want the heart beating faster than it has to. Any overuse of anything wears it out more quickly. So good heart health is very important. And one of the things that when you go for your doctor's appointment, you need to have him to focus on, or her to focus on, is, how's my heart health? You know, and that's what I was going to do. Saw an article that was interesting about cholesterol, and I'll probably do that the next time. But I thought this was very interesting. It was very pertinent to what is going on now, and because I've seen just a lot of heart attacks in young people. We want to take care of our heart, because without the heart beating, we don't live. So we need to do everything. We need to make sure our blood pressure is within good limits. We need to make sure we're doing everything to keep our cholesterol down. And that comes with what I've always said, eating right, plenty of activity, plenty of rest, de-stressing yourself. Sometimes it's not good, and I heard somebody at my church say sometimes they don't watch the news maybe once a week, or sometimes they'll not watch it for a week because sometimes it just stresses them out. So that's why they don't, you know, they don't watch news. You have to realize what is your stressor, what causes you to be stress, anxiety, and you just have to remove that from your life, you know, or find a way to deal with it in a less stressful way. So that was what I had for tonight. Just thought it was very interesting, and it did shed light. It did shed light for me on why we were having so many young people with heart attacks. And so now I have a better understanding, because I really didn't, you know, I'm like, they're just not taking care of themselves. And that is part of it. But the other part is that it could have been their exposure to COVID, and they were having those heart-related long COVID symptoms. And so I have nothing else. Any questions or comments? Otherwise, I'm finished for tonight. Okay. Well, you all have a good evening. And
same to you.
Same to you.
And we'll be back again with more information.
All right.